KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 26 degrees. We broke a record high temperature in Atlantic yesterday of 71 degrees, breaking the old record of 67 that was set in 1981. Today, we look for it to be mostly sunny, a high of 63, which would fall just a few degrees shy of the record high for this date set back in 1930. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Red Oak arrested a man on an assault charge Friday night. 39-year-old Edgar Ralph Wilkins, Jr. of Red Oak, was taken into custody at around 9:45 p.m. in the 200 block of East Hammond Street on a charge of aggravated assault. Wilkins, Jr. was booked into the Montgomery County Jail, where his cash bond was set at $2,000. Police in Red Oak on Friday morning arrested 27-year-old Bruce Anthony Kamen, Jr. of Red Oak for criminal mischief in the second degree. Kamen, Jr. was taken into custody a little after 9 a.m. in the 1400 block of Forest Avenue after he allegedly damaged a kitchen table and chairs valued at $1,500. His bond was set at $5,000. A traffic stop early this morning in Fremont County resulted in the arrest on drug charges of a Pottawatomie County woman. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports 19-year-old Taylor Murdoch of Council Bluffs was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance first offense after her vehicle was pulled over at around 12:30 a.m. near Percival and a canine search was conducted. Murdoch was being held at the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center on a $1,000 bond. Mills County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that all six suspects in the alleged abuse of clients at the Glenwood Resource Center home have been arrested. Earlier, three of the suspects had been reported as taken into custody. Deputies arrested 25-year-old Ayla Ann Yates of Glenwood on Friday, 43-year-old Dana Renee Case and 49-year-old Daryl Justin Case of Tabor, along with 28-year-old Tyler Benjamin Palmer of Glenwood and 35-year-old Ryan Anthony Belt of Malvern, as well as 23-year-old Kayla Marie Stevenson of Council Bluffs, were all arrested on Thursday. Each faces charges that include wanton neglect of a health care resident. Daryl Case faces five counts of wanton neglect. He was being held on a $10,000 bond in the Mills County Jail. Belt's bond was set at $3,000 because he was also charged with dependent adult abuse. Bonds for the other suspects were set at $2,000 each. The Iowa Department of Human Services has said its investigation found seven clients were physically abused and 13 were subjected to verbal abuse or neglect. The center provides services for 230 clients. The latest charges come 6 weeks after the DHS had disclosed the 12 workers at the Glenwood State Resource Center had quit or were fired over the allegations. The department said a 13th worker has been dismissed since that original announcement. Well, fresh on the heels of Thursday's announcement by officials with Elite Octane LLC that the company intends to move forward with plans for a $196 million ethanol plant in Atlantic, the Cass County Board of Supervisors next Wednesday will act on a resolution approving an $8.5 million development agreement with Elite Octane. It's an incentive package that authorizes tax increment payments and pledges certain tax increment revenues toward the payment of the agreement. The board had tabled action on approving the development agreement late last month and earlier this month when it became clear that the future of the ethanol plant was in doubt over the matter of electrical supply rates. In other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday will act on a resolution abating the tax for a parcel of land owned by the City of Atlantic. They'll also approve a lighting upgrade assessment and proposal by Energy Efficient Lighting Systems, and they'll act on appointing a person to serve a 3-year term as commissioner representing Cass County for SURHA, the Southern Iowa Regional Housing Authority. The Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting gets underway at 8:30 a.m. Wednesday in their boardroom at the courthouse here in Atlantic. Officials with Cass County Extension in Atlantic said Friday that Shelby Williams of Adair was recently hired as the Youth Programs Coordinator at Cass County Extension. Williams began her role as the Cass County Youth Coordinator on January 30th and has been working with youth, parents, and volunteers from across the country ever since. Or across the county, that is. The Youth Program Coordinator role is a full-time position with responsibility for youth outreach programming and 4-H program management here in Cass County. Shelby Williams replaces Beth Earlbeck, who held the position for the past 3.5 years. Shelby grew up on a small farm in Pella, where her family raised hogs and had a cow-calf operation. She was also active in both 4-H and FFA throughout her school years and exhibited swine and beef at the Marion County Fair. In her junior year of high school, her family moved to Adair, where she graduated from the Adair Casey High School in May of 2013. In December of this past year, Williams graduated from Northwest Missouri State University with a Bachelor of Science degree in Agricultural Science. You can reach her by calling the Cass County Extension Office during their regular business hours at 712-243-1132 or by stopping by the office in the Cass County Community Building Complex located near the fairgrounds here in Atlantic. And today, Saturday, marks the start of FFA week in Iowa. Scott Johnson, Executive Secretary for the Iowa FFA Association, says the theme for the week-long observance is Transform, Purpose to Action. The week not only signals the 70th annual FFA week, but another special date for the program.
On the 23rd will be the 100th anniversary of the federal Smith-Hughes Act passed on February 23rd, 1917. And the Smith-Hughes Act is actually what established what was called vocational agriculture at the time in public schools.
That laid the foundation for the creation of the FFA just 11 years later. Johnson says there will be special events statewide to honor FFA Week, including Drive Your Tractor to School Day in some areas.
You really see a little bit of everything. Some will do an Ag Olympics. They'll have appreciation breakfast, pancake feeds, activities that engage the community, schools, students, FFA members, staff, dress-up days.
Iowa has 232 chapters of FFA and last year counted 14,700 members statewide. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Marjorie B. McMillan, age 96, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Marjorie McMillan will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ronald Plum, age 83, of Olathe, Kansas, died January 20th. A celebration of life for Ronald Plum will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Janet Dolch, age 82, of Cumberland, died Tuesday. Graveside memorial services for Janet Dolch will be held on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Greenwood Cemetery in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Gallitz, age 96, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Mary Gallitz will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. John Charles Brown, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Graveside services for John C. Brown will be held on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Dale Cemetery in rural Centerville. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Marion Martin, age 86, of Harlan, died February 11th in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Marion Martin will be next Friday at 4 o'clock at the Little Flower Haven Chapel in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And Lois Stribe, age 81, of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Regional Healthcare Center. Services for Lois Stribe are currently pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.